she's missed it!
You still didn't win.
In our house...
How beautiful is that?
Christmas is a season of giving and crafting.
How are you not as excited as I am about this life-changing hack?
And this year, across the country, helping out has never been more important.
Do you want a stirrer?
Here you go, darling.
I could tell people in those days to make a good thing.
Yes.
So I'm throwing a party to celebrate the volunteers who have made a difference. I'll be back in Farmer Scott's barn.
So how much more have we got to do?
46 left.
I'm making gifts and decorations for everyone who's invited.
Who's that? That's you.
They might not always be perfect.
Don't peel it off. You're just going to have really high arms.
It's Christmas. Aye.
But I promise they'll mean that little bit more because of the love that's gone into them.
Chef's kiss.
So I've drafted in my whole family to help put on a proper shindig.
Grandma, this is why you're the queen of crafts.
And celebrate a special Christmas together.
There's one rule. No one's allowed to touch me ball balls, all right?
Nine.
20 minutes. One more cheese.
Six.
Five. Cheese. Four. Three. Two, one.
Christmas!
A star-shaped Christmas tree ornament decorated with the words Stacey Solomon's Crafty Christmas. Flying over a golf course on a bright day.
Christmas is about spending time with the ones you love.
Why did you pick such a big tree?
And getting Joe to craft with me. So this year, I've decided to throw a party for all the people who give up their time all year round to help others.
Oh, that's nice.
You love doing it.
It's like manual labour, Stace. It was so good last year, how are we going to make it better?
We'll all chip in.
I know, but you know what happens when we all start crafting? It's not as good as your crafting and you get annoyed.
Oh, sorry, Stace. Don't be an idiot.
You've got a good imagination. You can look at a toilet roll and go, that's just not a toilet roll.
Well, it's years of looking at empty toilet rolls that no one ever replaces.
There you go, see, there's a method behind the madness.
I'm back in my den. Can't just lean it up against the wall.
Oh, my God. That is the straightest tree I've ever seen.
It's not.
The word nutcracker, written and underlined on a chalkboard.
You don't need loads of money to make great presents. Every year, we make Christmas mascots. Last year, it was the elf. The year before, the gonk. And this year, I want to go big.
What are we making?
Giant nutcrackers.
Oh, little nutcrackers.
I just saw it and thought, I want to make that big style.
OK, we're upscaling it, yeah?
And all you need to make your very own nutcracker is a crisp tube and the cardboard roll from inside your tinfoil.
When I examine the nutcracker closely, it's just a load of cylinders, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
So I've crisp tin, arms, legs.
Yep.
And then you've basically got a nutcracker, a couple of beads for decoration and a bit of paint.
A face and then we're done.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Start by taping off and painting your crisp tube into three separate parts. The hat, the face and the body.
I'm going to paint my hat.
Yeah.
While you paint black legs, gold arms.
Okay.
Also, you know what? If you was to buy a nutcracker this size in the shops, how much do you reckon?
Oh, it's got to be a good 20 quid or something, isn't
it? Literally, 10, 20 quid. And you can make it out of rubbish in the house.
And what's great about making your own decorations is you can pimp them out with your favourite colours.
I can't believe how fast this year has gone. We had a baby 10 months ago.
I know, look how good you look.
Thanks.
I don't look too bad either, do I?
You didn't have to do much.
What do you think this year's going to hold for us?
I'm not getting pregnant again, Joe, if that's what you're insinuating.
Mate, you make out I want the babies. Whenever have this conversation, you're like, oh, no, we're having no more babies.
No more babies.
And then you give me the look as if to say, I want a baby.
I think you have been seriously misled.
As soon as one of our babies goes to nursery, you're like, right, time for another one. And who's just gone to nursery?
Rose. Paint the lids gold, then glue the gold lids onto the gold tinfoil insides.
So these are sort of like the shoulder blades?
Yeah, so they haven't got holes in their arms.
Shall I stick these arms on now, do you reckon?
What are you doing there?
Am I doing it wrong?
His arms in his hat.
I forgot that was his hat, to be fair.
Don't peel it off. You're going to ruin the paint. You're just going to have really high arms.
It's Christmas.
Why is he Italian?
What are you saying? The legs, yeah? We're just sticking them on like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Once you've finished painting, you can start giving Nutcracker a personality.
Are you doing your face now?
Yeah.
That's going to make or break mine, the face.
It's fine. Just draw any nice, like, friendly face. Nutcrackers have notoriously big eyebrows.
I'm going to give mine eyelashes. What do you think so far? Hey, I'm a little nutcracker. This is why I really don't like crafting with you. Because it's not good for my self-confidence. Let me try another face.
I am going to start putting my arms on.
If you don't like that face,
mm-hmm.
we've got option number two. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-hoo, it's Christmas! Stop it looking like it's shrugging its arms. I'm going to put hands at the top, so it's like that.
Oh, that's a good idea. So it's like he's being held at gunpoint. Now you're at the fun part. Decorations. Add a bit of glitter, sparkle,
this
gems.
This is where mine will come to life.
Exactly. Know. So I'm going to give mine some sparkly trousers.
Oh, nice.
Look, I'm just going to crisscross the ribbon. Like little fishnets.
They look lovely. I might give mine a little silver leg.
Don't you think crafting just brings couples closer together? I like you more when we're crafting.
Yeah, like they say, the couple that craft together...
laugh together.
What are you doing with your hat?
I'm going to give him some gold trim. Oh, he's looking better. Look at that.
Let's put them together. Do you like him?
I love him.
The difference between mine and yours is mine will be going to the party, being the life and soul,
yeah.
and yours will be on the door as a bouncer, going, no, you can't come in. And mine will be like, what?
Joe, I really love them.
I think they're brilliant.
We did a great job.
Well done, missus.
Let's have a cup of tea.
Coming in.
And then we can make some more.
Well, how many more do you want to make?
We should make a whole family of nutcrackers.
The nutcracker makes a great decoration or a gift at Christmas, unlike the gift of crafting, which Joe is yet to receive.
I love this one. Oh, I... No, it's a poisonous one. It was a poisonous ladybird.
The boy pedals his go-kart away.
Around our house, door decorations are taken very seriously. And I've got a delicious idea for the barn where we'll be hosting the party.
I am so excited because this year we're going to do a pudding wreath, but just made out of stuff that most people will find at home. If you don't have a pool noodle, I mean, what have you been doing with your kids for the last 10 years? You can use, like, pipe insulation, anything that's sort of thick and bendy, and just gaffer tape around it, basically. So, you're going to wrap it around the join. Oh, it is sticky. Next, I'm going to wrap the entire noodle in this brown ribbon.
And if you don't have ribbon, you can always use old clothes or bits of brown material.
And the most important thing as you're wrapping this around is to make sure that you don't leave any space. Otherwise, you're going to have bright pink in your pudding. No one wants that. I mean, some of the cheapest Christmas wreaths can still be 20 to 30 quid. So it's nice to know that you've saved a bit of money as well. And there is, I don't know about anyone else, but there's something for me in just doing... like, even this, you know, wrapping a piece of ribbon round a noodle. It's like the same thing over and over again, but it's so therapeutic. We're nearly there. Next, bit of white ribbon, because that's going to be the icing on my pudding. So I'm going to start here, and again, same method, wind it round. When I dress my door, it's a statement as if to say, you know, Christmas is coming, and I love that. So what I'm going to do with this last piece is I'm actually going to tuck it under the loop before, and then pin it underneath this loop. Now that we've got the bare bones of our pudding, finishing touches time.
To represent the holly leaves on your wreath, take some ribbon and create a simple bow.
You know when the ends look like little triangles? All you've got to do for that is fold the ribbon in half and then cut a diagonal line across.
She cuts the dark green ribbon.
I'm just going to stick a pin in my ribbon where I want it to stay. Next, I'm going to use some old baubles for the little berries. First thing I'm going to do is glue them all together away from the wreath, and then I'll attach them.
After using a glue gun on the shiny red baubles, Stacey blows her berries.
I can see myself in these baubles. Hello, you. Time to put my berries on. Just sticking my balls in. Oh, no, it looks like a proper pudding. Chef's kiss. I've got a few gold sequins, and they'll be like little currants, and I'm just going to put them on with a bit of craft glue. Just do a few dots of glue, like this, and it just gives the brown pudding-y area a bit of sparkle. And everyone needs a bit of sparkle at Christmas, don't they? I'll just do the last sequins. Are you ready for this? How beautiful is that? Should we go and hang it up?
Costing under a tenner to make, this upcycled pudding should go down a treat. The barn is starting to come together, but I still haven't delivered any invites to volunteers. So I'm starting off by visiting a charity that I'm close to.
How many people go there now? Or how many people used to go?
To the shelter?
Yeah.
So when I first started volunteering at the homeless shelter, I think there was probably about 75 people. It's gone up and up every single year that I've been going, and I reckon it must be 200-300 people now, which is just horrendous.
Mm. Based in central London, the charity serves free hot food all year to those who need it most.
Morning, morning! Oh, hi!
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Oh, it's so nice.
Hi, Naomi!
Hi, I'm
lovely.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You've had more babies.
Too many babies. Like three babies in 4 years. It's crazy. Where's Alex? Where's he at?
Good question.
The old part-timer.
Good question.
Do you need us to do anything?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah!
Before I hand out any invites, I'm going to get stuck in. Zach and I are on salad duty.
Excuse me. Coming through.
Oh, there he is. Are you on T-Station or what?
No, but you are.
How are you coping?
It's a difficult one, Stace. Our resources are stretched, you know.
Yeah.
But volunteer-wise, we've had such an outpouring of support. We always get it at this time of year anyway.
Oh, that's good. What about after Christmas, though?
That's where we struggle.
No.
It's crucial.
To keep its doors open, the soup kitchen relies on about 50 volunteers a week.
Do you volunteer very often?
No, it's first time here.
Yeah. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's nice here as well.
Really nice, yeah.
And even though it's sad that like a lot of the people are regular, it's nice that you get to build that relationship then.
Yeah.
When, if you ever come back, you'll remember all the people
there's
that you've seen.
There's a lot of people
today.
Chatting and stuff, yeah.
Morning! What are you having?
A chicken thing.
Oh,
I told you it was more popular.
Do you want any minestrone?
Not for now.
Sugar, yeah? How many?
Keep going.
Three? Do you want a stirrer? There you go, darling.
I get tad people in those stations, makes a good food.
Yes. Morning, you all right?
Nice
morning,
to
nice to see you.
Is your tap coffee?
Yeah, whatever you want. Do you want milk and sugar?
Yeah, please, darling. Thank you.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. This is my folly all the time, all the little kids.
The little ones that aren't so little anymore. This is Zachary.
No way.
Yeah. All of the volunteers here want to not only provide this service of hot food and hot drinks, but also provide the service of conversation and genuine human connection, which I think is the most important thing for people who are going through just the worst you could possibly imagine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah,
OK, good.
Great. Yeah, so I really enjoyed the service here.
Oh, do you?
It's one of the best places.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Amazing, and great people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy to hear that. And I think that's the most special thing about volunteers. I don't think they realise just what an impact they have on people.
A tractor pulling a trailer of hay bales.
While Zach and I are busy...
I feel so powerful, mate.
I've set Joe the simple task of collecting seating for the party.
Rexy! Oh, come and have a look at my new car. Do you like it? Look how big these wheels are, look.
Catch me!
All right, go on in. Ready? Let's go. Ready? You got this. Oh, that's heavy. Keep going.
You're a big old fatty.
I'm not a big old fatty.
You are.
You're a big old fatty. Ah, good job, Farmer Rex. Silly Billy.
Trees showing their autumnal colours.
Every guest is going to get their own gift. I think homemade ones are so much better, so I've called in help from my sister, Gemma.
Stace, I'm here. Got your jars. Oh, oh, God, you're going to drop them, aren't you? You and a box of glass jars is not a great recipe.
Woohoo!
You got loads of jars.
Oh, I bought as many as I could find. What do we need them for?
I'm going to make everyone at the soup kitchen some bath salts.
All you need to make your own bath salts are some clean jars, essential oils, salts, and some botanicals. And be sure to make sure your plants aren't toxic first.
I've got some different essential oils.
Yeah.
Google your essential oils. You have to use different ones for pregnancy or if you're going to be near animals or whatever, so always research it. First things first, we're going to dry some petals.
OK.
Do you know what I've discovered recently?
Go on.
You can dry petals in the air fryer. So if you've got roses in the garden and they're about to go, grab some of the petals, open it out, look, like that. Give it a little fluff and they'll just come apart.
How did you discover this?
Any way to cheat a craft that I'm in. Put it on the lowest heat. I'm just going to put the timer on 5 minutes, but I'll keep checking it because sometimes they do burn.
So, can I ask a silly question? Is this normal salt or is this, like...
Himalayan salt and Epsom salts. So Epsom salts have got magnesium and stuff in, so they help your muscles relax. Himalayan salt is really good for your skin. It's supposed to be, like, good for dry skin, therapeutic. So the formula is always... 2 parts Epsom salt to 1 part Himalayan salt.
How are you measuring this here?
With the spatula.
Yeah, but I don't feel like they're even.
3. Oh, come on, it's a rough estimate. I am going to make mine smell like Christmas.
What's mine going to smell like?
You're making the relaxed one, so you can make it all floral and pretty. I'm making the Christmassy one, so I'll shove some oranges and...
See, this is my kind of scent.
Oh, yes, lemongrass.
Like citrusy.
Right. Are you ready? No, they're hot. What's wrong with you?
Oh my God, they're actually like crisps.
You can either keep them whole like that or you can like crush them and sprinkle them in.
Oh, maybe not that much.
How great!
Yeah, they're so cute.
But I'm sorry, how are you not as excited as I am about this life-changing hack?
It's a very good hack. I think I'm very, very proud of you that you've discovered the air frying petal hack.
So I would do just 2 drops of oil each.
Each one? Okay.
Yep. That'll be plenty. I love frankincense as well. This is probably my favourite smell. Oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah, that is Christmas.
If you think of the ingredients, Himalayan salt is more expensive than normal salt, but it's not a really expensive product.
Okay.
Epsom salts you can pick up for cheap. And then the rest of it is stuff you can find in the garden.
And then we mix?
Yeah, mix away. Oh, it smells so good.
It smells so good.
People think you need a lot of essential oils, and you really don't, do you?
No, you don't.
I'm going to start pouring mine in, but first I might use these orange slices to... decorate the outside.
Oh, really thinking about this, aren't you?
Everything with you becomes a competition.
I feel like this is a winner.
No, look at this. Oh, that looks good. We should open a bath salt shop.
Love it. I'm going to get some ribbon. Why have you got silver?
I've got like a really nice lavendery one.
Look, what about these?
I'm going to put a little piece of orange.
Yeah, that's so
cute.
Then
my little scooper. I nearly forgot about the scoops, Jim.
That's why I'm here.
I can't explain how much I love doing stuff like this.
It's so much fun.
All I remember from our Christmases is they were Christmakers.
Yeah.
Because it was half Christmas, half Hanukkah.
Every year, Dad wrapped an orange.
Because that's what he used to get, an orange every year. Then he used to laugh at us and be like, you don't know how lucky you are. All we ever got was an orange. So he made sure he got us an orange. Oh, but that's cute.
Less is more. Would you like me to help you with that bow?
Can you just get going and sort out your own bow?
No, I feel like
I'm just opening it up, that's all. You're like a vulture. You're like a craft vulture.
Let me help you.
I'm fine.
That's it. That's double bowed it. That's too long. Out, no, down.
I know what I'm doing. Wow.
And up.
I invite you here and you just patronise me.
No, you invite me for my skills. There you go. That's amazing. Oh, that's it.
What the?
I'm helping.
I'm fine.
I'll start my next one.
Yeah, you get on the next
start
one.
My next one.
I'm sorry, but they're the prettiest bath salts I think I've ever seen.
They're amazing. I love it.
Let's keep going. Okay. Oh, I wanted this jar next.
Oh, okay. Have that jar.
And the best thing about bath salts is they're the perfect way to unwind after spending a little too much time with your sister.
Stacey's jar is decorated with orange slices, while Gemma's is topped with rose petals.
Next on my list is inviting the volunteers at my local food bank, but I can't go empty-handed. Luckily, they post lists of donations they need.
Apple juice, is that on the list?
That's on the list.
I think it is on the list.
It is on.
Is it because you want to keep this one? It definitely says juices and some tea bags. Put the chocolate in the box. Nicely done. Here, do you want to put... No. It's going to be very heavy. You know what we need? Daddy!
What do you need?
Carry
this!
What?
Will you put that in the boot of my car?
Yes. That's Mummy's, but Daddy's custard in there. Well,
right,
come on in,
then,
Daddy.
Come on in.
Yeah, come and help, Rosie.
Oh, Rosie, it's so heavy.
As if I don't have enough to deal with, Joe's told me he's got to go on a work trip.
We've got to say bye to Daddy.
Daddy's
got to
go.
Mummy, I like.
Bye-bye.
You make my eyes move spontaneously on their own without assistance.
I'm sorry. If it was the other way round and the shoe was on the other foot, I would definitely be... I would say, you know what, I'm annoyed, but it's work's work, I understand. Have a lovely
time. Joe, I've been with you for 11 years. The shoe has never been on the other foot.
OK, wow. Guys.
He's
everyone,
really going.
He's really going.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Love
bye
you.
Bye.
It's not the greatest of timing.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Daddy.
So now it's just me, the five kids, and a Christmas party to organise. It's going to be fine, isn't it, Rex?
Rex drops handfuls of leaves on Rose's head. Then Stacey arrives at the food bank.
Hey!
Hello.
Where should I chuck it?
Oh, just down there would be great, thanks.
OK.
Like many food banks across the country, my local one has had more users than ever, and it relies on donations and volunteers to stay open.
Do you want some extra help?
That would be brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, you're in.
Every item that comes in must first be sorted and organised before being sent out.
This corned beef is from 2018.
Oh, it's vintage. But my dad every Friday used to say it's mouldy veg soup day. So whatever was in the fridge just got dumped in a pot and that was what was for dinner and we called it mouldy veg soup.
So how did you get involved in the food bank?
My mum was a single mum and it was me and my sister. We always grew up having little in the cupboards and, you know, still even back then deciding whether or not to have heating on or to eat.
Yeah,
you know.
So hard.
And then I ended up pregnant with my little boy.
Aww.
So I had to use food bank a couple of times, then at least I could eat.
Do you think you wanted to work in a place like this because you directly know how much it helps people?
So I knew that I could help make a change to other people's lives, and I know how to do it because I've been there myself.
Will you be making parcels for them for Christmas? So you'll make
yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's so cool.
So every year we do Christmas hampers and a normal food parcel.
I'm making crafts and stuff for Christmas for different areas of the community.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything I could add to the parcels?
Really? What's really good is when it's handmade, you know that someone's love's gone into that.
What would cheer people up to get in their packages?
Something that is light and eerie. You know, sometimes we get candle lights, like little tea lights as donations, and they get swiped off the table straight away, you know, anything like that.
My cogs in my brain are literally like, what can I make, what can I do? You tell me how many parcels you're giving out this year and I will make that many crafts.
I'm probably going to say about 80.
I'm in. I'm going to do a Christmas party this year and just try and find as many people like you guys as possible who might need just a little cheery drink and a dance in my barn.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you fancy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, do you want to go?
Yeah. We all love a good party. So.
Yes, darn.
Right, that's another 80 gifts to make.
From above, a car driving along a country road flanked by fields. The morning sun on the horizon then a small brown dog wagging its tail as it sniffs the ground.
It's taken a day, but I've come up with the perfect gift for the shelter. Christmas lanterns.
When I was speaking to Amy, she said to me, the best thing you could give someone in these food parcels as a sort of like non-food gift is something that they can use that's functional, but also something that would make them happy and bring them joy.
Coming in late. We are going to make some Christmassy lanterns. All we're going to do is use these jars. I've spray painted the top of them, make a stamped pattern on this fabric, put it inside the jar, then some lights, and voila.
It's going to look great. Trust me.
I'm excited for this, lady. It will look good. I love how much you love crafts. It makes me very happy. So, first things first, get this piece of string.
Wrap it around.
Yeah, keep wrapping it around in any sort of particular order. So just go for it. Mine looks like this, if you want a little inspiration. That's it. And then we'll just tape it. So we'll stick that there. And now you've got a stamp.
So I just...
Well, I thought we paint it black and that can be our background for the scene that we're going to make. Get a little bit of black on your paintbrush and just paint the string.
All the strings.
Yeah. I'm glad you love it. Do you reckon you'll do it with your kids when you're older?
Probably not.
What? Why?
I'm too lazy. I think my
now,
wife will do it.
Your wife will do it?
Yeah.
What have I raised? Should we try a stamp? Put some strip into it. Yeah, yours came out better than mine, to be honest.
We're trying to make it look like twigs in the forest.
I like it.
I like it.
To decorate your lantern, you can use stamps or anything around the house, and I mean anything.
I cut this bit of celery in half.
Oh, you know what it looks like? A flower. I forgot what flower.
I think it looks like a rose.
A rose, yeah, that's it.
We've got different colours. Okay. I think we should do purple for the next layer.
I'll do the roses and the trees, yeah.
All right, perfect. Yeah, you really want to get a decent amount of paint on there. So we can just stamp wherever you fancy. And make a little Christmas scene.
Oh, it actually does work.
It looks cool. I'm going to use a rubber to put some little dots around.
Oh, I've got a really good idea.
What?
Baubles.
Yeah, you could do baubles on the tree. That's a really good idea. Right, we're going to let these dry, OK? And then we're going to build our lanterns. I'm going to make a cup of tea. You want a drink?
Yeah.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah, sure.
Your fabric should only take about 20 minutes to dry.
I think mine's dry. Yours is going to take a little bit longer because it's a bit thicker. So I'll just show you what to do while we wait for yours to dry. First, we're going to put our scene inside. Then we're going to untangle these and then stuff them inside. Put the lid on and we have a lantern.
I love that.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool. All right, do you want to put your lights in?
How much do these lights cost?
Oh, gosh, you can get them in packs of 10 and they end up costing about 70p to a pound. I love that. Christmas craft done. Woo!
A lantern decorated with Christmas trees. Flying over woodland bordering a green field, sheep in an enclosure, then the Tudor-style facade of the family home.
While Joe's enjoying some peace and quiet away, I thought it was only right to include him in some of the festive joy. So we're going to decorate his favourite tracksuit.
Look at this, Rose. Wow! Shall we make him a giant reindeer?
Okay.
Do you want to help me do some gluing?
No, I want to do that.
Go on then, squeeze some. Thank you, Rose. I think we need some lights. Should we put these in the reindeer's antlers? Rexy? OK, darling, let me take his lead off now. What do you think, Daddy's new Christmas tracksuit?
His tongue.
His tongue's funny. I think we should have bells all around the collar.
so that we can hear Daddy when he comes along. Oh, Kibble, know I always go on about how relaxing crafting is. That only applies when you're doing it on your own. Not with three under four. Just, oh, that is perfect. Perfect. Guys, this looks amazing. Let's go, come on, no more. Sometimes you can have too much crafting.
Jo's tracksuit top has red baubles on the sleeves.
There's no way I can get 80 lanterns done in time for the party. So I'm leaving the kids with Grandad and I'm going to a local group who are a dab hand at crafting to beg a favour.
Nothing like meeting some people for the first time and then asking them to help you with a party you planned. But you definitely don't have the resources for.
Just honestly, a crafter's dream, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
What is happening? What are you making?
Snowflakes by using bits of old book paper.
This is wonderful. I didn't even know that they had a WI in Brentwood.
No,
oh. I know. I've been crafting alone for years.
No, come and craft with us. It's way more fun.
The only reason I really knew anything about the WI is because my grandma, and I just assumed it was all my grandma and her mates.
Yeah.
So I never even, it never triggered to me growing up that I could join. So I decided to throw a little Christmas party and we made these little lanterns.
Oh, that's really cute.
Well, they're just glass jars with some crafty bits inside and some lights. And then there's a few people at the shelter that I think they would really love something like this. I spoke to some of the staff and asked them what they would need and a lot of them said night lights and things that bring comfort and remind them of Christmas. And I wondered if you girls might help make a few more.
I think we might be able to help you with that, Stacey.
I love you, thank you. Sorry, I've just met you and I've asked you a massive favour.
Back at the family home.
Get your shoesies on.
Get your shoesies on.
With the volunteers invited and gifts to the food bank sorted, I want to create some fabulous table decorations for the party.
We're going to get Auntie Gemma and we're going to go in the garden and we're going to get loads of leaves and flowers.
One of my favourite and cheapest ways to decorate your home at Christmas is using foraged materials. So I've invited my partner in craft around to help raid the garden.
Where's Gemma?
I love Gemma so much. We had a little rough patch as teenagers growing up. It wasn't always this easy.
We'll have to go all the way to the end.
What do we need to find?
I stole her clothes and I had boobs, she didn't. So sometimes she'd get T-shirts back and they'd just have these big lumps in them where I'd been wearing it. And she'd be like, I can't wear this now. Look at the state of it.
You hold it and then watch Gemma cut it.
Now that we're adults, I honestly don't know what I'd do without her. And crafting with her and making stuff with her is the absolute best.
Rosie Posy, we'll take you to nursery and then me and Gemma will have some crafting fun, yeah?
Yeah, put it in
Let's
the basket.
Go. Here. Let's Come go. Come on. I can't wait to do this.
When it comes to crafting, I believe the more the merrier. So I've invited my grandma to help us make some candle centrepieces.
Come in to the barn.
Let's go.
Grandma!
Hello.
Oh, look at you sitting in the barn knitting away.
Hey.
My grandma is a very special lady. She's 95 this year and she has been a huge inspiration in our lives. She was always so proactive about volunteering and giving up her time and her services to people. And I think she inspired all of us really to want to do something to give back.
We're going to use all our forage foliage to make some mini wreaths for candle displays.
That's lovely.
I'm thinking we just sort of like wrap the foliage around these mini wreaths. Then to make the foliage look really Christmassy, a bit of PVA glue, Epsom salts and some sugar, sprinkle it on, and it will look like it's frosted foliage.
Oh. I've got glue.
Grandma, I definitely get my crafting genes from you, don't I?
You do.
Modest.
Once the wreath is completely covered in foliage, add some sparkle by sprinkling your salt onto the glue.
I think we need a green thing in here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Gemma.
Not doing my
You're
job
not doing
well.
A good job. Sorry.
What do you think?
The spot more red if you can.
Should I get some more berries in there?
And need a bit of golden foil or something.
That's a great idea. This is why you're the queen of crafts. Yes, I should put some foil underneath, and then when the candle burns, it won't ruin the table.
That's a great idea. Look what I found. Oh, that's so pretty.
Should we add some of these?
Yes.
Those with your jumper. Right, I reckon we might have to succoteur these. Touch of gold.
Isn't it lovely?
Just in the middle there, that's it. Perfect. Well, that looks great.
So pretty.
Thanks, Grandma. So cool what you can make out of stuff from the garden. Shall we make some more?
All right.
Two large candles surrounded by a snow-dusted mini wreath. Then Jo and Stacey are sitting with three of their children in a room with a Christmas tree.
Jo's back from his trip, so we're taking a moment for some family time.
What's he going to get four? Oh, what's two fours, Rick?
Eat a slice of lemon.
Jo winces as he chews a slice of lemon.
Family games are competitive in my household. It's one of those things where we all want to have family time, we all want to play a game, but we also all want to win. So it doesn't always turn out to be the most friendly environment to be in.
Do an impression of mummy or daddy.
Mummy.
Go on then, what does mummy sound like?
What does daddy sound like?
Rex waves a sock in Jo's face, then Stacey is in her craft workshop.
Grandma is coming to the party, and I want to give her something special.
So, I'm going to make her a keepsake box. I bought a really cheap wooden box. I'm going to decorate it with some wooden beads, make it a little bit jazzy, and then inside, I've got a load of our Christmas memories. If you print off some of your favourite memories using a laser jet printer, then put PVA glue on the image, stick it down onto some wood and let it dry for 24 hours. You can then rub off the back of the paper, leaving just the image on the box. So it looks like an ingrained photograph, basically, and it's so, so cool. First things first, I'm going to add some beads.
I'm using wood glue, but you can use whatever glue you've got hanging around. The beads cost £10 for 200 and can be used for loads of different crafting projects.
Once this is dry, you're going to want to start painting it. Nothing has to be too perfect, so it feels shabby chic. A little bit like me. I think I am shabby chic. Less of the chic, more of the shabby, but...
Painting done, choose the pictures you would like to transfer onto the box.
Nice big one on the top. Oh, look at that. This is before we add Rose and Belle, so when we just had the three boys. Have you ever seen anything so cute? So, I'm going to roll my sleeve up because I'm going to paint some glue mixed with water onto the front of the printout. It's five parts PVA to one part water. And then I'm just going to whack it on. You want a decent layer because what you want is the ink to stick to the glue and almost imprint into the box. Once you've covered it in glue, I'm just going to stick it onto your box. You're just going to rub it down and make sure that sticks.
To allow the ink to transfer across from the photo, leave the box for several hours.
One, two, three. I can't find him anywhere. Oh my gosh, there you are, you cheeky boy.
Once the glue's dry, it is time to see how the pictures have come out.
Let me show you what I've been... Watch your head. What I've been making great-grandma. You go on this big one. Yeah.
So I can.
I was making her a memory box with pictures on. We're going to get a cloth and we're going to soak it wet and we're going to rub the white away and it's going to show us the picture. Yeah? You excited? Start rubbing. I'm going to wet mine too. Can you see it coming out?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Me.
That's you. Now put your cloth down, get your finger and rub that paper away. Now it's going to get even better.
Isn't this cool? Can you see it? Isn't it so cool, Rex?
Why don't you choose some bits from around the craft workshop to put in there that you think great-grandma will like?
I think she'll like this.
I don't want to give her all my ribbon, do I? All right, fine, it's great-grandma. You'll put it in, OK, OK. Some ribbon.
I want some more.
A paintbrush, watch the holly. And what about some pictures? Should we put some of our pictures in here for...
All of them.
OK, you ready to shut it?
The memory box has three smaller photos on the front. Two dogs running about in the garden, then Stacey's making treats in a kitchen.
It's the day of the party and I'm up super early.
Know those little chocolate melty sticks that you put in your hot milk or hot water and you make a hot chocolate out of? I'm going to make some. And they'll be super easy, so I can make a load of them. So I'm just currently melting some chocolate. Then I'm going to pour it into some moulds, decorate it, chuck a wooden spoon in, and Bob's your uncle. I have recruited some help because I'm going to need about 50. So I called Dilly and I said, look, if you've got any time spare today, come and help me make some chocolate. And she never says no to chocolate, so she's on her way.
I might have forgot to mention she'd be getting her hands dirty in the kitchen.
Stacey!
Yeah!
Hi. So happy to be here! How is it nearly Christmas already?
I don't know. This year has absolutely blindsided me. It came and it went, and here we are cooking Christmas chocolate.
Oh, my goodness, it smells amazing.
It smells so good. I knew I could entice you here with a bit of chocolate.
Well, obviously. Tell me what I can eat.
Well, you can't eat anything, but... you can make stuff for other people to eat. Oh. So I thought we'd just pour some chocolate into some moulds, shove a wooden spoon in it, put some decorations on top, and there'll be those little hot chocolate melting sticks.
Oh, I see. OK. And these are what you've done already?
Yeah.
They are so clever.
And I'll show you how to make the next lot. We're going to pour the chocolate into the ice mould. Because they're silicone, they're really easy to get stuff out of.
So they can be any shape, I suppose, whatever mould you've
got? Yeah, literally you can make these any shape. Shove the spoon in. Should stand up as the chocolate starts to cool. Yeah, go for it. And then there's the fun part. Throw and go.
Are these edible?
Stop eating the decorations!
This is the best bit about making stuff, isn't it?
And then 2 to 3 hours in the fridge, that's all they need. These are biodegradable. Shove our little chocolate bombs inside.
That's
squeeze.
Super cute.
Bit of ribbon.
Yep.
And they're ready to go.
This I love, because I think this is quite a good little thing for even party bags, isn't it?
And also, do you know what? My kids love making stuff like this.
Yeah.
It's a really good one to do with the little ones. It's not super difficult.
No.
It's simple. The ingredients are cheap. And that is it, Dilly.
Oh, I love it. So how much more have we got to do?
46 left. And I'm going to leave it in your capable hands because I've got loads of other stuff to do for the party. You're a good friend and I love you so much.
But you
have
can't...
fun.
Hold
Don't
on a minute,
eat the chocolate.
But I can't do this all on my own.
Of course you can.
What?
I'm putting an apron on. I should know by now. It's never a good idea to wear your smart clothes around here. You always get involved in some crafting.
A horse grazing.
Come on, guys. Let's do this. Let's just put them everywhere you want, yeah?
Nice.
That's it. Good job. Right, Rex. You've got to do the start. Get it, you little boy. You can do it.
I can't.
Joe's making up for time away while I'm making a last-minute tree decoration.
Currently measuring and cutting some old wallpaper to make some really pretty baubles. I love this craft so much. I'm using old wallpaper because this one in particular isn't recyclable, so it's a really nice thing to do with stuff that you can't put in the recycling, that you can't get rid of. So I'm just cutting a 25 centimetre by 9 centimetre strip because the baubles I'm gonna make are like average ornament size, I'd say. But if you wanted to make bigger ones or smaller ones, you could change the measurements. And then draw some lines all the way down, a centimetre apart. I'm really concentrating, because you do want your strips of paper to be as similar as possible, because otherwise you'll have really wonky baubles. Do you know what I mean? No one wants that. So I measured and cut all of my strips, and now I'm going to start to make my bauble. I'm going to cut a little bit of wire. I'm going to put my tassel on.
pretty. Then I might add a couple of beads. I always save beads, whether it's from a broken necklace or sequins off a top. I feel like they're treasure, and they always come in handy. Now I need to attach these, so I'm going to have to put some holes in them, one at each end and then one straight through the middle. I'm going to just push through all of the layers and make a hole. I'm going to do that on that end and one directly in the middle as well. OK, now I'm ready to start putting them on. I'm going to put the piece of wire through the middle hole first, like that. And then I'm going to take each piece of paper from the bottom, working my way from the bottom, and I'm going to thread it through the wire. So that's the bottom strip on. You can see how it's coming together, can't you? And the next one, and the next one. And don't worry if it looks weird, because you can sort it all out at the end. As long as you get them on the wire in the right order, you'll be absolutely fine. I honestly think that these are some of the prettiest baubles I've ever made. This is literally made out of old stuff from the house. You can make these for absolutely nothing. How pretty is that? So cool. So now all I want to do is add a couple more beads, tighten it at the end, put some ribbon on, and we've got a blooming bauble. Ta-da! I'm going to make more. So many more.
Purple wallpaper baubles hanging from a Christmas tree, then a small skein of geese flying through a grey sky.
Having finished the chocolate spoons, I need Dilly to help me with my pièce de résistance for the party.
Tell me.
Do you remember last year I made those massive, big foliage chandeliers?
Yes.
So I want to do it again, but I want to take it to the next level.
Oh, my goodness. What possible level could we take it to now?
Three-tiered chandelier level.
How is that going to be possible?
Well, these are just, like, from the sports shop.
Is that a sport? What is that thing? Oh, God.
I caught a Dilly. Ding, ding, ding. I've already done the top tier, so I've started.
Stacey.
It's going to be great, isn't it? You've got to imagine it three times as long.
It matches my jumper. Okay.
I'm going to let you have the smaller ring.
That's sensible.
Exactly. We're going to start with the greenery.
Okay.
And we are just going to cable tie it on. Layer.
Yep.
Like so. Always go one way round when you're doing a hoop. Grab a cable tie.
Grab a tie.
And squeeze.
And squeeze.
But you don't have to use cable ties. You can use craft wire, you can use fishing wire, glue, whatever. I just find these really quick and really easy. These were real garish bright colours, so I just sprayed them gold so that you don't necessarily have to fill the whole hoop.
Yeah.
If you see a bit of gold peek through, it actually looks quite nice.
I like that.
You get your next piece of greenery, overlap it a little bit.
And tie that to there?
Exactly, because then that holds the original piece and you keep doing that all the way around.
I'm with you.
And now it looks fantastic. You're probably the most practical, organised woman I know, but when it comes to crafting, it's like that all goes to pot, doesn't
it? Well, I know. I find it very, very hard.
What do you think? See?
Yeah. What have I done?
You've gone all which different ways. I said to you, you have to go all one way.
Of course. That's why that looks different. That's better.
It's OK.
Oh, now I've got it. I know what I've done.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add some of our pampas grass.
Yeah.
Just to brighten it up a bit.
Stacey adds some of the grey grass.
Now, our basic layer is done. Doesn't take long, does it?
No.
Once we've got our basic structure, we can just go wild.
Now for the creative bit. Adding old baubles and strings of beads to the hoops will bring the chandeliers to life.
And I'm going to use bits of jewellery to hang it up with.
And secure to the hoop with wire.
Fiddly but fun. Look at it! It just gets better and better. Do you know what you could do?
Yeah?
You could give that jumper a shave and add a couple of sprigs of that.
There is nothing wrong with this jumper.
Well, there's nothing. I mean, I think it'll be...
not going to be hung above my head in my hallway.
I think it'll be a wonderful addition.
From this angle, that is not looking bad.
Dilly, it looks great. It's just the more you add, the better it gets.
It does look lovely.
Grab some baubles to pack it out a little bit. Add them to the hoop itself.
I mean, that is the prettiest Christmas decoration I think I've ever seen.
Are you done? That looks great!
I feel like I've let you down on the lower tier.
I'll just cut those dangly bits.
You make it look so easy.
You make it look so difficult.
I know. But it will look beautiful in the end.
It will look good. Just loop this round a couple more times.
That's better. Ah, oh, lovely. Look at that, already better.
Beautiful. So we'll just add some fishing wire to each layer.
Yeah.
And it'll look like it's suspended from midair.
Purple and pink baubles dangling from the largest chandelier hoop. Then Joe is sitting on his bed.
What are you doing just sitting there? You need to get dressed.
I'm dressed.
No, me and the kids made you a special outfit.
What is this? Please tell me this is not one of my tracksuits.
I thought you'd prefer to wear one of your own tracksuits.
Oh, thanks for thinking of me. Are you sure? Stace, it's got electric to it. I'm going to get electrocuted.
It's just batteries.
Listen to it.
Just come on, we've got a party
to go to. I sound like the ghost of Christmas past. Are you sure the kids made this? It's not one of your crafting things.
It's a family craft. I can hear baubles going on the floor. Don't break it when you're putting it on. The best thing about Joe is he's such a great dad that all I have to say is it was the kid's idea and he'll love it. Tuck your shirt in, don't be such a slob.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, come here, let me see.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, it's quite a comfortable tracksuit.
It looks good, doesn't it?
The kids made it, so I'm going to have to wear it, aren't I? You've done me on this one.
You are going to have to wear it. Let me just turn you on.
It's been a while. This one here, my darling. See, even I've got to show you how to do that these days. That's it. Go
say
on.
Goodbye to your Christmas present.
Go on, that's it. Flick it. Way! Look at this! Way!
I love it so much.
Look at this.
This is better than the elf.
Listen to it, look.
Oh,
Santa Claus is coming. I like it.
You need a hat.
No, come on. I think this is all right.
I love that they've done a little waistband. Yeah. Also enjoying this bit of greenery they've stuck on the side.
Yeah, what is this random bit there?
I don't know, Rose really liked it. So.
Oh, I love the green bit now. At least I won't be so cold this year. Last year, them tights didn't really.
Well, I was really thinking of you when I made this.
Yeah, thanks, my darling. You should think of me a bit more often. Right, I'm going to mosey on downstairs.
See you at the party.
Oh, I've lost one. You still hear me?
Still hear ya.
Well, I'm right at the bottom of the stairs. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
It's 3 hours before the party, and while Joe gets the kids ready, the girls are going to help me with the finishing touches.
Look how gorgeous that wreath is.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Hey, you're here.
Grab the ladder. We're going up.
It's a tall ladder, isn't it?
There we go.
This ladder's safe.
Okay. Don't worry about me. I'm not.
Oh!
No one panic.
I'm getting feathers in my mouth.
Girls, we're in.
Yay! Are you sure?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to move the ladder out of the way.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. That is so good.
You have definitely upped the ante since last year, because that is next level.
Oh, right, we've got so much still to do. Okay. Come on.
Right, put the ladder away.
So, Deals.
Yeah.
Try and double wrap them.
Oh.
So get a sheet of this. Don't be scared to go as tight as you can.
Oh, tighter. So, shall I redo this then, is what you're trying to say? You're trying to say this isn't good enough?
No.
These are our salts we made.
Yes, our bath salts.
Oh, these are so cute.
And then when you squeeze, the key is show her how tight we squeeze.
We squeeze super tight, do we?
This is lovely.
I feel like if it looks bare, add tinsel.
The man with the top knot points to Stacey and Joe's nutcrackers.
Oh, that.
How cool is that? Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Get in here. Oh. Does anyone else want a mince pie? Yeah. Rex made this for you.
Oh, look.
Wow.
Isn't it lovely?
That's Rexy and Leighton and Zachary.
And Theo.
I just wanted to say thank you for teaching me how to be crafty and also how to volunteer. I love you, Grandma.
Rex has a gingerbread man.
What do you want for Christmas?
I actually want a lizard.
There you go.
A guest looking up at the chandelier.
Thank you so much for coming. I've made you a little something, just a little something. Hopefully it's going to help you relax. It's got essential oils, flower petals that I dried myself. I hope you love them. No, don't be silly. You deserve it.
Has everyone got mulled wine?
How did the lanterns go?
Wow!
That's amazing! Girls, thank you so much. Everyone at the shelter is going to love these. They'll be able to use these as little night lights and stuff. It's just so wonderful.
That's fantastic. So pleased.
Honestly,
that's lovely.
You will have made so many people's Christmases.
Brilliant, girls.
Stacey approaches the food bank volunteers.
You don't worry about it. I know you've got a busy weekend ahead of giving out all of your care boxes, but I've got a little something to add to them. I cannot even take an inch of the credit. I made one with my son, and all of the women from the Women's Institute made the rest. Wait there. They are little Christmas lanterns. There is a whole table of them.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, do you think they'll come in useful as well?
Oh, yeah, the kids will love them as well.
Yay!
Can it transform?
Hello, everybody.
Yay!
There's one rule. No one's allowed to touch me baubles. I thought to get everyone in the Christmas spirit, we'll have a little sing-song, shall we?
Did you bring lyrics?
One, two, three!
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
We done it! It is over. I'm sad that it's over. It was so, so, so lovely.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
And I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.
Again!
They signed up for a challenge, and a challenge they got. Survivor, the finals, tonight from 6 here on BBC One. On iPlayer, turn the cosy level up to full. Mary Berry's Highland Christmas is new. Press red now.